Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. By the way, sexual harassment continues to be hot,
it is hot
in the country. Yesterday, it was Al Franken in his picture where he's groping a woman while she's sleeping.
You know who's, I mean, look, sexual harassment is a serious thing. You don't want to make too much light of it, but you know who was sized? His came out, I think, on the same day as Al Franken's because he got the short shrift. I think it was your boy Sly.
Oh, Sly Stallone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his gets completely swept under the rug because everybody's just going crazy about Al Franken.
Yeah, you can't keep up. Brutal.
Yes. Hey, again, if they had just watched their CBS and now/Entercom compliance videos, they would learn not to sexually harass people in the workplace.
By the way, are we going to have to do the same bit with Entercom?
I'm praying that we...
I bet you do.
I'm sure we do.
They probably have a different program, but I'm sure we're going to have to do something.
It won't have to be at the same pace, it seems like, the CBS videos and compliance that you had to do. It seemed like
every 6 weeks.
Like every 2 months, there was something new in your email about, well, you have a sexual harassment video you have to watch. Oh, now you have to watch something about ethics at work. You have to complete that pod.
Now you got to do something about piracy.
Piracy. Yeah. All the above. Tilting.
Yeah. Well, Sylvester Stallone, I guess, has been accused of sexual assault 40 years ago by a 16-year-old girl who claims that she was intimidated at having sex with him and his bodyguard, Michael DeLuca, at the former Las Vegas Hilton. I guess this was 1986.
They're horrible allegations. The problem is, what do you do? Are you still criminally responsible? What does that work like from a criminal perspective when it's like 30 years ago or over 30 years?
I think it depends on the state.
There is. I mean, I don't know how that works.
According to this story, DeLuca, who was the bodyguard, forced her to perform a certain type of sex before doing a different type of sex, and then Stallone got it in the mix.
Hurting description of the story. I know that we're going to talk about types.
You did a fine job.
Sounds hurting.
Right.
Descriptions.
Speaking of hurting, how's AWOD doing on his swiping? Has he gotten any closer? Yesterday he had some chick that were going back and forth. It turns out she was a Portlandia. Is that how you say it? Portlandia, whatever that is.
Hold on. I don't even know what that. What is that?
I think it's a TV show on Netflix or something.
Oh, she's in a port. Okay. Is that the show Portlandia? With, like Fred Armisen from SNL?
I think so. There's weird references.
Yeah.
AWOD had no idea we had to help him Google that to figure
smacks,
out what she was talking about.
Smacks of being a full-on hipster if you're watching like Portlandia.
Yeah.
Because like, nobody watches it. But you think you sound cool because you say, I watch Portlandia.
But she was like a 7. So she was a good 3 or 4 points above your pay grade. So I thought you should, pursue it. Did anything come of it, Adam?
Yeah, we're going out next week.
Yeah, right.
After Thanksgiving.
Really?
She's going to visit her parents and then she wants to see me.
Where do her parents live?
Portlandia.
You haven't gotten that far yet.
You haven't. Are you still swiping 50 people a day?
Yeah, I'm going for it.
Yeah?
I'm all in.
How many dates do you have set up now? Last week you had 3 and none came through.
Have you had any more updates with the dating expert that was in studio with us? Any more follow-up from her?
Is she tracking you at all? Is she asking you how it's going?
Yeah, just a simple text, hey, how's it going? And I said, it's been going good.
God, you're the
all of energy, right?
I'm supposed to put you on the microphone.
Thanks for looping them in, EB.
Yeah. I mean, here I am giving you an opportunity to chime in. You got nothing. What are you busy with?
It's been going good.
No, Kix is asking me what the lady's saying. What am I supposed to say to her?
Well, I don't know.
Did you go on a date last night?
Yes, I went on a date last night.
Oh, you did?
That's a new development. That's a rank call.
With who?
It was the second date with the chick I went on a date with about a week and a half ago.
Hey, do you know this girl drove probably an hour, lives in past Ashburn.
Okay. Okay. Right?
met him in Arlington. All
right? So she met on basically on his home turf.
Yeah, on his home turf.
What? You couldn't have met in the middle? You couldn't have helped her out
a
little bit?
No, but and this dummy doesn't buy her a drink. She's driving an hour to see that dummy.
So you did it Dutch.
I don't think Valdez knows anything about the dating game. I mean, he sounds like a total donk. I met her at Ashburn last time, and this time I said, come to me, and she came to Clarendon. What, am I supposed to buy her a meal, too? Are you kidding me?
Generally, that's how dates
usually
works.
That's kind of how dates go.
No, not if you want to be stuck up, if you're just a regular dude, you buy your stuff, they buy their stuff. And then once you get sized, once I hit skins, she can get all the drinks she wants.
So you go halvesies until you hit the skins.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I would think I would always just insist, but I grew up in a different era than you. I would just always insist on paying.
In college, I used to buy the girls drinks, and then I would get clowned on by all my friends because you're not supposed to do that.
I think you're doing it wrong. Not that I'm an expert, but wouldn't you try to pay and impress her pre-hitting skins?
Yeah.
So you could hit said like skins?
After you hit the skins, you don't have to shell out any money.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I would think if you're in a bar and you're just buying random chicks drinks,
yeah, that's stupid.
That's stupid. But if you're actually on a date, I think you're supposed to pay still.
They don't get sized. I've been on all these dates.
If they insist and they're being weird, they want to show how strong they are. And
you should
fine. That's the new age. Fine. Is the chicks want to buy you drinks.
How did the date end?
That's fine.
Like Chuck Woolver used to say, how did the date
end?
By the
way, when we were at lunch with our agent, we didn't fight over the bill. We basically said, he's paying.
Well,
and handed him the bill.
Actually, Jason said, do you want to chop? And he's like, no, I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to take it.
I didn't make one flinch for the bill.
No, well, he has to take
it. You're too busy staring
it's
at your phone.
I was busy.
To me, I actually test the agent because I want to make sure he takes it. Because
if he's
silly,
he's going to take it.
Yeah, because we're the easiest. He admitted we're the easiest clients the company's had.
Of course we are.
You know, our agent passed away, Bob, but his brother is taking over.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're butt easy.
We're not divas. Some people might think we are. Relatively, in the radio industry, we are low maintenance.
We are walking a park.
So how did the date end, Adam Epstein?
So it was a great date. Went to Spider Kelly's.
Same
had
three
four
dumb
or five
spots.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Split cheesy fries, and then went over to the Goat for a nightcap.
Now, hold on. Spider Kelly, is that the spot with all the pool tables?
Yep.
Do you actually play pool, or you just stand there? What do you guys do?
We kind of just sat at the table and talked and
all right, that's
you know,
fine.
Watched college basketball. But
you made her watch college basketball?
Yeah, Virginia Tech versus St. Louis. It was a nail biter.
Jesus. You were, like, into the game?
No, we were,
having
a good
matters,
conversation
not
about,
her.
About right. travels.
where did you travel?
Should take Pedro out. He would have been butt sized to watch
Nick
that.
You and Nick Ashew can go out. Jesus.
You really think she wanted to watch the Billikens play basketball?
No, okay, she wanted to look at my eyes and get sized for my pretty blue eyes.
Okay.
What did you do to compensate for your terrible breath?
Cheesy fries.
Jack, are you aware of that? Like, that's a constant issue for you?
I just brushed the crap out of my teeth before I left the house.
By the way, mints?
You should be crushing mints.
Can you stop throwing up the peace sign in every picture? The woman who came in there, is her name Erica Edding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Want to get her name right. She told you, stop with the bro-y peace signs. Then when I'm off the show for 4 days, I see you flashing up the bro-y peace sign with Sean Wayans.
That was a bit because he did it with the junks. And EB said, "Oh, he's cool. He can chuck up the deuce. You're not cool."
Which is correct.
You
so
know
when
else
I took a photo
cool?
with him, we
you
both
know what else isn't cool? Saying chuck up the deuce. Okay.
Yeah. Peace up, A-Town down. Come on.
Oh my God.
So
you go there and you have your cheesy fries and you have five beers. And does she seem to be enjoying herself?
She's having a ball.
Right.
She didn't want the night to end, so we went over to the Goat, had another drink, watched third quarter.
You went over to where?
The Goat,
which is
the newest sports bar in Clarendon.
Okay.
Sports bar.
All right.
Took her to a sports bar.
Yeah, TVs everywhere.
Right. How many sports did she play in school?
I don't think she played sports.
You don't think
she did? Well, neither did you, so you're a perfect match.
Yeah, exactly.
Played JV basketball, summer camp.
Right.
And then, so go to Goat, the new spot, and
go
you have a few
Goat.
Beers, do it, rinse and repeat. She buys her own beers, you're buying your own beers?
No, when we got to the Goat, I bought her a drink. It was a nightcap.
Okay.
It was like a second date. It was like a part two to the date.
Okay.
Because part one had gone so well. And then around 11:30 or so, she's, you know, I'm getting tired.
Was it like a Pac-12 hoops game on that you just couldn't tear yourself away from?
The Steelers were making moves on the Titans. And so then she says, well, do you need a ride home?
Right.
I said, well, I'm going to Uber. And she says, no, I'll give you a ride.
That was nice.
Goes back to my house, park in the visitor parking lot. I tried to make moves.
What do you mean you tried to make moves? This is probably where you destroyed it. Go ahead.
Yeah, what does that even mean, trying?
Like, I lean in, kissed her.
Yeah.
And then we're kissing for a while, and I was like, you know, my apartment's right here. She wasn't psyched to go inside. She said, you know, we'll go out again.
Right.
And that's as far as I went.
All right, not bad. You didn't force yourself on her. You didn't pull a Sly Stallone or Harvey Weinstein.
Is this the girl that Valdez claims looks just like Drab?
No, this is a feminist he's dating. This is
what do you mean?
Well, from her Bumble account, every picture is like some politically motivated protest.
Is this the one that's like really smart? There was one girl that he was swiping that was really smart.
No, this is a different
one. She went to GW. We're like, oh my god.
Well, she's clearly smarter than Avon.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She was using big words all night.
She was using big words.
Like what? Give us two big words she used.
Luminosity and stuff. I had no idea.
Luminosity.
She started talking about the stars. What?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
All you want to do is hit the skin.
He wants to talk about Chris McCullough.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? At least
really
it was
impressed
a date.
With his bench
At least it was the, now. I mean, is the move after you leave? Do you text her while she's driving back and say thanks? I had a great time.
No, I said, you know, let me know when you get home safely.
Right.
And about 30 minutes later, she texted me and said, "I had a great night."
Really?
And I'm home safe.
Nice. And what'd you say?
Good night.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I'll text her later on.
You didn't say I had a great time, too? I can't wait to see you again? Or that's too pressed?
I have to check.
I would do that.
I think I said I had a great time. Good night.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think that sounds reasonable.
That's the most successful date AWOD's ever had.
Except when he asked for separate checks.
Yeah, I mean.
No, but EB, you guys clown on me, but every single time I go on a date with a chick, when it's one-on-one time with me, they get psyched. I have a great personality.
Well, why don't you have a girlfriend?
Jokes. That's another lie.
Why don't you have a girlfriend then?
Personality.
Yeah, if you were doing so successful, you'd have a girlfriend.
You get one date, maybe two. You had the one girl that, let's be honest.
If you had a great personality, you'd be hitting skins every night.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is when I get the one-on-one and there's not a group or a crowd of people around, they get psyched for the conversation with me.
So that's so why does it not convert into a girlfriend? We've known you for a couple years. You've never even dated a girl more than a week.
No, that's not true. I dated a girl for more than a week, but you know, so I'm not Brad Pitt. Sometimes they find a better dude.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah. All right, that's AWOD. Coming up next, we'll talk to the original punching bag.
You're not even
one
Brad
of the
Garrett.
Original punching bags on the show. Kevin's going to join us. We'll talk some movies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.